Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, for the rest of the afternoon, it should be partly sunny with a high near 72. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy otherwise with a low around 54. Wednesday, showers and thunderstorms are likely earlier in the day, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 68. The chance of precipitation is 70%, and new rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch are possible. And in the news for today, UW Health is free to voluntarily recognize and bargain with employee unions under Wisconsin law, according to an opinion issued late last week by Attorney General Josh Call. The opinion also holds out the possibility that UW Hospital and Clinics Authority, the corporate entity that governs the health system, could be bound by state laws that ensure union rights for private sector employees in Wisconsin, but the opinion states it is not conclusive on that possibility. The opinion is the newest salvo in the ongoing dispute over bargaining rights for UW Health nurses seeking union representation since 2019. In a statement, the Nurses Organizing Committee applauded the opinion that, according to a report from the Wisconsin Examiner, union rights for employees of the UW Hospital and Clinics were written into state law when the Hospital and Clinics Authority was created in 1995. But that language was eliminated as part of Act 10, the 2011 law, that stripped most public employees of most collective bargaining rights. When the hospital system's existing union contract subsequently expired, management insisted that UW Health could not continue to bargain with the unions because of Act 10. While Act 10 put restrictions on bargaining rights of state and local government, the UW Hospital and Clinics Authority is not part of the state or local government, Call concluded. The nearly noon news will continue to follow this developing story and report back when more news comes into us. Wisconsin reached another record average price for gasoline on Monday, according to daily data. According to the American Automobile Association, the average price of a gallon of gas in Wisconsin is now $4.81, up 66% from the average this time last year. Certain parts of the state are trending even higher, the Milwaukee County averaging about $5.14 a gallon. A AAA news release notes Wisconsin's average price jumped 39 cents in the past week, the fourth largest increase in the country, behind nearby Michigan, Illinois, and Indiana. However, Wisconsin's average remains below the national average of $4.87 a gallon. According to the release, increasing oil demand and limited global supply combined with increased demand for gas in the wake of Memorial Day and summer travel have contributed to current price trends. Diesel prices have also spiked. Wisconsin's average for a gallon reached a record $5.25 on Monday. That, according to a report used by permission from WPR Online News. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.